Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. Senate Democrats force a vote on an issue they plan to push ahead of the midterm elections.
A resolution from Senate Democrats designed to rescind the Trump administration rule on health insurance failed on a 50-50 vote, but party leaders want the debate to last in the next month's midterms.
The insurance companies say jump. Our Republican friends say how high.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says a Trump administration rule expanding short-term insurance amounts to junk insurance. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's about providing low-cost choices.
Empowers Americans to use this alternative choice if they prefer it.
Even had the resolution won Senate approval, it was unlikely to succeed in the House, and the White House threatened a veto. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has issued a state of disaster declaration because of rains soaking much of Kansas this week.
As of Wednesday, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management says it has not yet received requests for assistance from any counties. But the emergency declaration will speed the state's response should local governments need help with response and recovery operations. Many roads are closed as rivers and creeks overflow their banks across the state. The Arkansas River in Wichita is closed to all recreational activities for a week after the rains brought more than 11 times the average amount of water to the river for this time of year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Even though demand for gasoline usually goes down in the fall and refineries are switching to less expensive blends, the price at the pump is going up. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says even though prices are up about 40 cents from last year, prices in Kansas still good relative to the rest of the country.
We're about 15 cents less than the national average, which is $2.91 a gallon. We currently have the 13th cheapest gas in the country. There's 14 or 15 states right now that are paying $3 or more per gallon, including our neighbors in Colorado. They're getting close. They're at $2.97.
Kansas gas prices range from $2.52 a gallon in Nickerson in Reno County to $3.20 in Longton in Elk County.
City commissioners in Lawrence will consider a proposal to reduce penalties for marijuana possession. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Currently, first-time offenders face a fine between $200 and $1,000 and or up to 180 days in jail. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the city prosecutor is recommending penalties for first-time marijuana possession of $200, a substance abuse evaluation, and classes or treatment, 90-day jail sentences that would be suspended if another violation doesn't occur, and 6 months of unsupervised probation. A second offense would increase the penalties to a $300 fine and a year of probation. The city's health department submitted a statement to the commission opposing reducing penalties for marijuana possession.
Harvey Weinstein is due today in a courtroom in New York.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is expected in court today as a judge weighs a request from Weinstein's attorney to throw out some or all of the sexual assault case against him. Judge James Burke is expected to deliver a partial ruling on the matter. Weinstein faces a six-count indictment that includes allegations from three women. He has pleaded not guilty to rape and sex assault charges. Weinstein's lawyer had asked the judge to dismiss one of the counts because prosecutors left out evidence that shows a friendly relationship between his client and one of the accusers. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Stafford County in western Kansas, residents of St. John have been without a grocery store for over 2 years since their local Dillon's closed in 2016. Yesterday, Stafford Economic Development and White's Foodliner cut the ribbon on their new grocery store. KSN News spoke with Carolyn Dunn, director of Stafford County Economics.
We predict that if people shop here, as was calculated, that this will have a total impact of over $10 million a year in this community.
Dunn says the county raised $1 million in grants and charitable contributions and borrowed some money to make this happen. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure continues to track across central Kansas today, but it quickly moves out and more showers will move in late tonight. The high today 54, off and on rain overnight with a low 46, then showers continue through early Friday, tomorrow 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 40 degrees. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
An actress best known for her role on the soap opera Days of Our Lives has died.
For 35 years, Peggy McKay brought the beloved matriarch Carolyn Brady to life on NBC's Days of Our Lives.
You know I've never approved of the way you conduct business.
Tributes from her co-stars and fans are pouring in for McKay, who died Sunday at 90. Some calling her a classy lady, an activist, and a real scrapper. McKay acted in television shows stretching back to 1949, playing roles in Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, L.A. Law, and dozens of others. And she won an Emmy for her guest role on The Trials of Rosie O'Neill. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A film detailing the Lynyrd Skynyrd 1977 plane crash gets the go-ahead for release following a ruling in an appeals court.
A Second Circuit Court of Appeals judge reversed a ban on the film Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash, clearing the way for the film to be released. A lower court previously ruled that the film violated a blood oath made by band members not to exploit the group's name after a 1977 plane crash that killed lead singer and songwriter Ronnie Van Zant. However, the New York Appeals Court reversed that decision. A lawyer for the movie makers called the ruling a victory for filmmakers, artists, and the marketplace of ideas. The lawsuit was brought about by Steve Gaines and Van Zant's heirs, as well as founding lead guitarist Gary Rossington. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Soundgarden may be getting back together.
The surviving members of Soundgarden could eventually work together again after the suicide of the band's frontman, Chris Cornell. The idea of getting back to music making came about during the unveiling of a memorial statue of Chris Cornell at Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture earlier this month. That's where Cornell's children and widow Vicky were on hand, along with Cornell's Soundgarden bandmates, who hailed their lost colleague as someone who wanted to be an artist and not a star. Drummer Matt Cameron told Rolling Stone magazine that they are still taking their time and giving themselves space to process everything, adding that they would love to try to continue to do something and figure out something to do together. Bassist Ben Shepherd added that they really haven't even gotten a chance to hang out, just the three of them yet, saying they were going through a natural healing, then thinking about the natural next step. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
The AMA ratings hit a new record low.
The popularity of Taylor Swift couldn't help the American Music Awards as the fan-voted music show slipped even further into the ratings abyss Tuesday night. ABC's AMAs settled for a 1.8 rating this year among adults 18 to 49. To give you perspective, it had a 2.4 in 2017, which tied the previous record low set by the 2016 version. Swift was the night's big winner and used her acceptance speech for Artist of the Year to reiterate to fans it's time to vote.
Get on and vote. I love you guys.
This came not 24 hours after posting her first ever political support for Democrats in her home state of Tennessee. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Speaking of which, Tennessee Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn responding to that lack of endorsement.
Taylor Swift making a rare political statement this week, slamming Tennessee Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn on Instagram, saying she hasn't done enough to support women. And now the Republican politician is responding.
Of course I support women, and I want violence to end against women. I've been very active in abuse shelters and in child advocacy centers. I've been advocating for women and equal pay since I was 19 years old. The Music Modernization Act that I helped steer through Congress is going to be signed on Thursday by the president, and Taylor Swift will benefit by that.
Swift said Blackburn's voting record appalls and terrifies her. Carly Shimkus, Fox News.
Delta is letting Twitter users vote on its in-flight Christmas film.
Using a Twitter poll, Delta passengers can select which holiday movie will be featured this December on Delta Studio, the airline's free in-flight entertainment system. The choices are Elf, starring Will Ferrell.
Santa! Santa here?
I know him.
Romantic comedy, New Year's Eve, Home Alone.
Come on!
Or Bruce Willis's thriller, Die Hard.
Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?
Voting open until October 13th. This Delta's third Twitter poll. Flyers recently choosing Hocus Pocus as their favorite Halloween flick. And The Breakfast Club as their 80s-themed movie for November. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I think I'll take another flight.
Well, ooh. You don't have to watch the movie.
I guess not, right?
Yeah.
Sit there and be miserable all by yourself.
Well, hopefully you get a window seat. Yeah. You can look out the window.
Yeah.
100 years ago today, the late, great Jerome Robbins was born. An artistic wonder of the 20th century. Choreographer, director, dancer, theater producer, classical ballet, Broadway, films, and television. On Broadway, he worked on the Town, Peter Pan, The King and I, West Side Story, Gypsy, and Fiddler on the Roof.
Wow.
Multiple Tony Award winner, recipient of the Kennedy Center Honors. He got two Oscars. He co-directed the movie West Side Story along with Robert Wise. Pretty amazing guy that got a lot accomplished. He passed away about 20 years ago. He was born 100 years ago on this day, Jerome Robbins. 60 years ago on this day, the release in Wichita movie theaters of the movie The Old Man and the Sea, starring Spencer Tracy, based on the Hemingway novel, of course. There's not a ton of dialogue, but
kind of goes, everything goes in on his head, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
He's thinking, he's an old man out there from Cuba.
And yet trying to catch a big fish. He did get nominated for an Oscar for that, lost to David Niven that year for Separate Tables. The film's budget was originally $2 million, even though it's basically just Spencer Tracy in a boat.
Yeah.
The budget grew to $5 million, quote, in search of suitable fish footage.
Huh.
Director John Sturges called it, technically, the sloppiest picture I ever made. The Old Man and the Sea, that came out 60 years ago today. Wayland Flowers passed away 30 years ago today. Remember that? He was puppeteer. Remember that show he did in the 80s, 70s and 80s? Wayland Flowers and Madam?
Right, Madam.
Madam was the puppet.
Yeah.
The outrageous puppet, and he was kind of her manservant. Wayland Flowers passed away 30 years ago today. Neil Hefti died 10 years ago today. Neil Hefti? American jazz trumpeter, composer, arranger. And of course, he wrote two great TV themes.
One
of them is which is he wrote the theme to Batman.
Batman!
Not intricate lyrics, but it's very memorable and instantly recognizable.
Yeah, the lyrics are Batman.
Of course, this guy spent part of his career with Count Basie. He spent part of his career with Harry James.
Batman!
But he got Batman, the theme to Batman. He also wrote another very famous TV theme. Instantly identifiable as well. The Odd Couple. Yeah. Neil Hefti. Great musician. He passed away 10 years ago on this day. Let's take a look at a couple of jokes to finish up with. Let's check in with Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
This happened in Orlando last night. A woman was removed from a Frontier Airlines flight because of an unapproved emotional support squirrel. That's the woman. She had a squirrel on her lap. You can see she's very angry. The other passengers were very happy to see her go because the flight was delayed 2 hours. All the passengers had to get off the plane because of the squirrel, which wouldn't have been a problem were it not for the 53 emotional support dogs chasing it around the cabin.
Right. And let's check in with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Some business news. I read that Sears is about to file for bankruptcy. Employees knew that there was a chance this could happen when every Sears closed 5 years ago.
Yeah. Man. Ouch.
Heads up.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Super tasty. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Fidelity Bank is working on its downtown building. That story coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.